on 99.7 KQUA, a community service of Umpqua Watersheds. I'm your host, Janice. This show features songs that mention something in nature, and this is the fourth chapter of the sun version of the show. All of the songs mention sun in the lyrics. The days are fairly long, but they're slowly getting shorter, and sunsets are an end to a hopefully productive or enjoyable day. It can be time for reflection. This chapter of the show features songs that mention sunset specifically. This first artist is Ed Sheeran, an English singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist who was born in 1991. He developed a passion for music at a young age and started writing songs as a teenager. Influenced by artists such as Bob Dylan, Damien Rice, and Eminem, Sheeran typically writes songs that are personal and relatable. He gained significant attention through social media platforms, where he independently released his music and built a dedicated fan base. His debut studio album, Plus, was released in 2011 and achieved commercial success, earning him multiple awards and nominations. The song Castle on the Hill is on his third album called Divide, released in 2017. It is an autobiographical track that reflects on Sheeran's formative years and nostalgic memories of his hometown in Suffolk, England. The medieval Framlingham Castle is a major feature and tourist attraction for the area where Sheeran grew up, also known as Norman Castle. It's believed to have been built in the 11th century. When Sheeran was in high school, he and his friends would often hang out there. In 2015, he established the Ed Sheeran Foundation, which aims to improve the lives of disadvantaged children around the world. He advocates for cancer research, the homeless, and education.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. Tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait. Go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Serena, miss the way you make one friend left to sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raise me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you make me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the country.
her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you.
That last song was She's a Rainbow, performed by British rock and roll band The Rolling Stones from their album Their Satanic Majesty's Request, released in 1967. The band has been active for over 60 years. They started out playing covers and were at the forefront of the British invasion in 1964. Becoming identified with the youthful and rebellious counterculture of the 1960s. They then found greater success with their own material. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, current and original band members, co-wrote the song with inspiration from the 1966 song She Comes in Colors from the band Love. The song reached number 25 in the United States in 1967. Keith Richards and Mick Jagger were classmates and childhood friends in 1950. With that kind of longevity, there's a lot of material on this band. They have been nominated for multiple awards and have won 3 Grammy Awards and the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1986. They won the Juno Award for International Entertainer of the Year and UK's Jazz FM Awards Album of the Year. On Jagger's 75th birthday, here's a nice bit of trivia. Scientists named 7 fossil stoneflies after present and former members of the band. Petroperla McJaggeri and Lapisperia Keith Richardsi were placed within a new family, Petroperlidae, named in honor of the Rolling Stones. The word is derived from the Greek petra, that stands for stone. The scientists referred to the fossils as rolling stoneflies. Billboard magazine ranked the Rolling Stones 2nd. On their list of the greatest artists of all time, based on U.S. chart success. In 2022, the band was featured on a series of U.K. postage stamps, and their 60th anniversary was commemorated with a collectible coin by the Royal Mint. To say that this song was a commercial success is literally the case. Forgive me for the pun. Multiple corporations have used this song in their advertisements for their products. Apple used it in 1999 for their colorful iMac computers. And over the next few years, the company would change the dynamics of the music industry with the introduction of iTunes and the iPod. The song returned to the Billboard's Hot Rock Songs chart in 2018 as a result of its appearance in a commercial for the all-new Acura RDX. In 2020, the song was revived again when it was used in a commercial for Adobe Photoshop. The song is also a plot point in the 2021 Ted Lasso episode Rainbow. This next song is by a very prolific and enduring band as well. Two Suns in the Sunset is performed by English rock band Pink Floyd, which was formed in 1965, and it is the last track on the 1983 album The Final Cut, written by Pink Floyd's co-founder Roger Waters just before he left the band. The song is about England's fear of the nuclear holocaust. The line, "The sun is in the east, even though the day is done," refers to a glowing fireball created by a nuclear explosion. Waters says that the song encourages the listener to live in the moment.
Way and suddenly it's day again. The sun is in the east, even though the day is done. Two suns in the sunset.
Finally, I understand the feeling. out loud, face this crowd, sing to an empty room. Crickets smile, sharpened wit, catch the falling knife, it slips away. But it's easier said than done. The coin and you burn another bridge or two.
Thank you.
That was Art Deco performing Sunset from his debut album of 2016 called Day Fevers. Art Deco is the stage name of a Canadian indie rock singer and musician based in Victoria, British Columbia. His music has been compared to David Bowie, The Cure, and Sparks. Born in Canada, Deco's birth name is not currently known to the public, and he is likely steering clear of Florida. Deco likes to experiment with his image, inspired by his fascination with artists such as Iggy Pop and Deer Hunter, using a bob wig and androgynous makeup. Deco played in bands for a number of years without seeing much progress. At the family home in the Gulf Islands, where he cared for his grandmother, he wrote the songs that would make up his solo debut as Art Deco, the album Day Fevers, which he recorded on an iPhone. He currently has 4 albums. This next artist has a stage name as well. Born Charles Blake, Alcyon Massive lives in Medford, Oregon, and is from Connecticut. He has been on a personal and musical journey since witnessing the death of a close friend. He describes it as a process of his spiritual metamorphosis, realized through hip-hop and roots reggae. Normally, I'm unable to play many hip-hop songs, but this one does not have any forbidden language. The song is Oregon Sunset, and it was released in 2012 on the Dreadication album. It's an upbeat song, and I'm not sure why it never came across my radar, since it has lyrics that mention tree, river, and birds. But better late than never.
Every corner in the town, and them not a fee worry about the place to sleep, no food to eat. When they feed the Oregon sunset, like an Oregon sunset, like an Oregon sunset.
Thank you.
That was Walking on Sunset, a song released in 1967 by John Mayall and the Blues Breakers on their album Crusade. They formed in the early 1960s. Mayall is an influential British blues multi-instrumentalist, often referred to as the father of British blues, for his significant contributions to the genre during the 1960s and beyond. The song is about a person wandering through the city streets at night, giving a sense of solitude and contemplation as they reflect on lost love and long for a better future. It's been covered by various artists and remains a staple in Mayall's live performances. The band has been a launching place for many musicians, including Eric Clapton and Mick Taylor. Mayall has been inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame and the Order of the British Empire. He continues to tour and captivate audiences around the world with his live performances, showcasing his enduring passion for the blues. This next song is Waterloo Sunset by British rock band The Kinks, formed in 1964. Released in 1967, the song was written and composed by the band's frontman, Ray Davies. The song is widely regarded as one of the Kinks' greatest hits and has become an enduring classic. The lyrics reflect Davies' keen observation of urban life and his ability to evoke a sense of longing and beauty in ordinary moments. It reached number 2 on the UK singles chart, becoming one of the Kinks' highest charting songs. Although it didn't fare as well in the United States, it has gained recognition and appreciation over time as a beloved classic. It's been covered by numerous artists over the years and has been featured in films, TV shows, and advertisements, further cementing its status as an iconic piece of music. There are a few more songs after The Kinks. I hope you have enjoyed the selections. This has been Earth in Tune, and I'm your host, Janice. If you would like to support KQUA, visit our website, kqua.org, to see what other programs are available, catch up on podcasts, and don't forget to hit the donate button. You can email me, janice@umpquawatersheds.org. That's it for now. Don't forget to enjoy the sunset.
So dry, but I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I'm in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Sunset time,
sunset fire.
Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. But I am so lazy, don't want to wonder. I stay at home at night. But I know. Like flies round Waterloo underground.
death.